And believe it or not, there's another story he came across here, written by Brian Whitaker, 15th of September, this one. Most people believe their government does not act according to their wishes, a worldwide opinion survey shows. Well, I'm not amazed what I see and what I hear in the last 30 years. Anyway, the findings come from one of the largest international polls ever undertaken. The main exclusions were China and most of the Middle East, where government restrictions make polling difficult or impossible. Overall, slightly less than half of those surveyed, 47% that is, felt that elections in their country were free and fair. Confidence in elections was highest in Scandinavia with 82% and South Africa 76% and lowest in West Africa 24% and the former Soviet Union with 25%. Worldwide, politicians represent the least trusted occupation in the survey, scoring only 13%. And here up, religious leaders are the most trusted with 33%, followed by military and police leaders 26%, journalists 26%, and business leaders with 19%. Asked which types of people they would like to give more power to, 35% favored intellectuals, writers, and academics, followed by religious leaders on 25%, here. There is a low level of trust in all types of leaders throughout Europe. Almost a third of people expressed no trust in military, religious, business or political leaders or journalists. The media and journalists are particularly distrusted in Europe. Japanese people have very little trust in authority figures. Only 1% have faith in military, police leaders, and 3% trust religious leaders. Only 4% of Ukrainians and 8% of Russians said they trusted military or police leaders. Well, here we go, leadership out the window. Down to the 1% mark, anyway. Confidence in religious leaders varies widely. They are most trusted in Africa, 74% against 33% globally. And in Nigeria, 86% would give them more power. In the United States, 50% trust religious leaders. Oh, my God. And 40% would give them more power. Oh, my big, more powerful, boosted God. Turbocharged. Anyway, almost everywhere, people said family and friends were the most important influences on their personal decisions. But religious leaders were the most important influence for 13% in Africa and 12% in North America. Elsewhere, religious influence was small or negligible. Well, there I can sleep all right again.
There's never been a better time to become an Australian citizen.
Age where some civil liberties in these situations must be given away.
There's never been a better time to become an Australian citizen.
Authorised by skin.org.
I'm a big advocate for kind of a balanced media diet.
It has to be, they have to be religious, they have to be
good.
No, they are not naturally good.
Then how do they know how to tell themselves what's good?
The easy stuff that's going to cause our young men to be pulled astray and to lust
and one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
Are invincible by any force with which our enemy can sin against us.
And one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
Are invincible by any force with which our enemy can sin against us.
We do learn about evolution. We just teach it as a theory instead of a fact. We do learn about evolution. We just teach it as a theory instead of a fact. We do.
We must fight. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come.
The easy stuff that's going to cause our young men to be pulled astray and to lust.
And one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
No, they are not naturally good.
Then how do they know how to tell themselves what's good?
It has to be, they have to be religious. They have the easy stuff that's going to cause our young men to be pulled astray and to lust and...
And one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
We do learn about evolution. We just teach it as a theory instead of a fact.
Are invincible by any force with which our enemy can sin against us. We must fight. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come.
They have to be religious.
You have my confidence and that of the president.
A lot of negative momentum.
Diminished. The United States has diminished.
So it's a fight essentially between the west part of the Gulf Coast and the east part of the Gulf Coast.
The United States has diminished.
Of exclusion, economic, political, cultural, gender exclusion that most people in most countries are experiencing on a daily level.
We must fight. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. We must fight. By any force with which our enemy can sin against us.
The easy stuff that's going to cause our young men to be pulled astray and to lust, and
one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
Really good.
No, they are not naturally good.
Then how they know how to tell themselves what's good?
It has to be, they have to be religious. They have
really good.
We do learn about evolution. We just teach it as a theory instead of a fact. We do learn about evolution.
And one who would readily go and work for someone like George Bush.
Invincible by any force with which our enemy can send against us. We must fight. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come.
Military dictatorship functioning normally, Master.
You tell me, what do you do in town? What do you do? Sit around and watch TV?
I'm a big advocate for kind of a balanced media diet.
Why not tune into NIM FM 102.3?